Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. And yes, you are listening again to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, let us continue this week looking at unity within the body of Christ. This week, I would like to start looking at two essential elements in the unity, and they are life and truth. Again, life and truth. Without these two essentials, it is impossible to have any unity within the body of Christ, or for that matter, in anything. You know, the body of Christ is a living, breathing body of believers. Let me say that again. The body of Christ is not the church, but it is a living, breathing body of believers. Governed by spiritual principles. And these spiritual principles are essential, or the most basic and the most vital parts. And again, they are life and truth. Wow. Without these two essentials, the body of Christ cannot, will not exist. Now, there has always been people and movements out there that have sought to impose unity in the church through fundamental laws and traditions. This has taken many forms and in many shapes, and some churches have even demanded that people belong to their church, their group, or their denomination to truly receive God's greatest, or even to be saved. Cults and cult splinter groups do this by imposing either fear or punishment from God through the promises of some reward in the Bible, either in the Bible or usually not in the Bible. Wow. There has always been various movements that have tried to impose unity, like the shepherding movement of the 1970s. What a horrible example, really. Many accountability groups today have mimicked their era. Their doctrines of extreme submission to authority was their means to remain right with God and receive His blessings. I could go on, and you know, all of these cults are nothing more than the result of the blindness to Jesus Christ at best, or the product of people lusting for power and the preeminence over others. Now, friends, open up your spirit here. You cannot impose unity on the body of Christ. Let me say that again. You cannot impose unity on the body of Christ. Oh, how the church tries and tries. Yes, it does. And, you know, never movements or newer movements like the Vineyard movement of the 80s and the 90s, and recently the Hillsong movement, you know, all went down in the flames of lust and greed. And why? Well, they were not built on the life of Christ and on the truth. My friend, real unity in Christ is not, repeat, not the product of commandments and doctrines and rules and statements of unity on missions and purpose and plans. Oh no. True unity, now listen, true unity is built on the production of the life and truth of Christ. True unity is built on the production of the life and truth of Christ. Do not worry about offerings and numbers, my pastor friends. Get individuals established and built up in the person of Jesus Christ, and unity will emerge without the need for pressure or manipulation and control. You know, not once in the New Testament will you ever read where we are supposed to create unity. Let me say that again. Nowhere in the New Testament you will ever read where we are supposed to create unity. Rather, we are told to keep the unity. Keep the unity that has been worked in us by the Spirit of God. And this is done by keeping the taste knots and the feel knots and the touch knots, you know, commandments. Oh no. But by continuing to keep Jesus Christ as the central focus and life of all. Paul writes in Ephesians 4:3, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Wow, let me say that again. To keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. This is how we keep the unity, my friends. Paul continues here. There is one body. Wow, that word one there is unity. So when I say one, think unity. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope. Wow, of your calling, one Lord, one in faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Did you get that, my friend? One body, not the 45,000 denominations. There is one Spirit, and that is the Holy Spirit that will work in us if we allow Him to. One hope of your calling, which is Christ in us, the hope of glory. One Lord, and that's little L-O-R-D, which refers to Jesus Christ. One faith, belief in the gospel message, and only the gospel message, which we must believe in to be saved. One baptism, not the baptism of water or tongues, sorry UPC Church, but the baptism into the death of Christ. Wow. Paul writes in Ephesians 6, 3 and 5 that these are important verses. Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized not into his life, but into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as not Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we are also should walk in newness of life. Verse 5, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, not his life, we shall be also be raised in the likeness of his resurrection. One God and Father, big L-O-R-D, that's God. Now, this is not to say that there are not times when leadership will have to take action to stop heresy or sin from polluting the body of Christ. But again, this is not a matter of imposing unity through rules and commandments and laying down the law. It is a matter of keeping the unity that is of the life and truth of Christ by stopping those things which would hurt the life of Christ in others. Now, next week we will take a look at the very best verse in the Bible that described God's will for unity, and that is 1 Timothy 2:5. Yeah, Paul writes here in Timothy, for there is one unity, one God, big L-O-R-D, and one mediator, that's little L-O-R-D, Jesus Christ. Wow, sorry again, UPC Church, between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. A mediator is someone whom we go to connect to another. Jesus Christ is the one and only through whom we go to connect with God. Maybe a better way of saying this is that Jesus Christ, little L-O-R-D, in us is the means through which we abide, we dwell, we tabernacle into the Father. Thus, if we abide in Christ, if we live in Him and out of Him, we are abiding then in the Father. You know, I really hope you're really getting this point, my friend. If not, you are not abiding in the Father. No, you're not. You're abiding in religion, or you're abiding in the church, or you're abiding in something else, or maybe in someone else. Wow. We are to abide in the Father. Then we can have communion with the Father and with one another. Without abiding in the Father, we'll never be able to have communions with our brothers and our sisters in church. We will just smile at them, but there will be no communion. Be a partaker of Christ, and you are a partaker of the Father. Let me say that again. Be a partaker of Christ, and you will be a partaker of their Father. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you're getting this message on unity. Unity is not all agreeing the same thing. Oh no. Unity is all hearts being dealt with together by God the same way. Wow. When is the last time you've heard that in church? Well, there's not any real teaching about unity in the church. Maybe that's why there's not much unity in the church. But God desires that we come into the unity. And the more we come into unity with Christ, the more unity will be within us. And then we can give that to the church. More next week on the critical need for unity within the body of Christ. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. God bless. And I will talk to you all next week. Amen.